HKX, mobile.
Yeah, 4EJY.
How are you doing today?
So well. I'm about to destinate here, but I heard you pop on. I just wanted to say hey real quick.
Hadn't heard from you in a while. Talked to your brother yesterday.
Actually on for once?
He was on the radio for a minute, but I talked to him on the phone.
Okay, I gotcha. Been here. Just want to say hi real quick. KF4EJY, I'll be clear.
Hey, Elijah. Hope you have a great day. KO4HKX. Mobile.
KX, Patrick, Des Moines, WW4GET. How are you?
How have you been?
Had no complaints. I just getting some things taken care of here in the little home office, and got to do a couple errands out on the road today. Do it early before the rain, I suppose. But other than that, are you going to get done early enough before any of that crazy weather hits?
I'm on my way back up home now. I had to bring the truck down. I had tires put on it this morning, so just left there a whole lot lighter than when I went in.
Incredible, aren't they? Oh, boy. I know I put some Michelins on my F-150 and, you know, I don't know, $1,200 later, something like that? More, maybe.
Just had four rear tires put on and it was $3,000 for four.
That's just crazy. I know you got much bigger tire, higher ratings and whatnot to have to deal with there, and I understand, but still, that's quite the price difference, isn't it?
In the long run, but I mean, even before everything started going up, I was still paying $2,200, $2,300 for a set. So it's gone up some in the last couple of years, but I mean, not at the rate everything else has, I guess.
Some pretty good time out of them. I mean, I know you do a lot of miles. You're getting 50, 60, 70,000 or so out of them?
Set, I got about 55,000.
Okay, then. Well, it's the cost of doing business, I guess. What are you going to do, right?
It takes money to make money, right?
No doubt there. No doubt there. You get a little extra time this weekend. That's good, I guess. I hope you have a good one. I mean, looks like it's not going to be great, but hey, it could be. You could look to the north and see what they're getting. So I guess we're okay.
I'm not complaining. I mean, it's supposed to start raining this afternoon and be cold, windy tomorrow up at the house, but I can stay inside and stay warm and deal with it later.
Exactly right. I agree 100%. Well, all right. Enjoy it. And anything else planned?
Well, you don't have a whole lot going on this weekend, so it looks to be like it's going to be a quiet weekend. How about you?
Have some girlfriends over, and they're going to go up in your neck of the woods up by Asheville and hang out for a couple days up there and do the girl thing, and so I'm just kind of laying low here and catching up, doing some other stuff.
I'd rather stay away from Asheville myself, but it just does not what it used to be.
I hear you. Might do some clearing. I'm still trying to put up my NFED antenna here. I got a little bit more property, some trees to clear underneath the proposed area. Then I got to figure out how to get the, see if I'm any good with the fishing rod to get the little stone over the edge of the branch with the fishing wire to pull up the paracord to pull up the antenna. So that'll be interesting, see if I can do that. Otherwise, I might have to buy a slingshot or something. Well, ice fishing, you know, it's one of the real short fishing rods, fishing poles, and it's it was for ice fishing up north. So that might work well, actually. We'll see.
HKX. Yeah, you never know. It might. Like I said, you get practiced at it. You can cast about anywhere you want to.
Close to the side of the house. Not too close, but and then go away from the house north and north-south, so I get some pretty good east-west propagation off of it, hopefully.
Hey, Jeff Radio at the house?
Yeah, WW4JT. I did buy one from an estate sale that checked good on a dummy load, so I'm hoping it works. It's a FT3000 Yaesu. It's an older, a little bit older brand. It was a good radio on its day, though. All the comments are good about it, so hopefully it'll fire right up. We'll see.
Some videos and read some information about that one. I was looking about buying a radio.
It's, you know, like I said, it's out of production, but it gets rave reviews still. And you can find them in the 850 range, probably. I think I paid about a little more than that for mine. Bought it from an estate sale. So that, or of course you can buy new. And there's some models out there that are pretty good, too, that I was considering, but I just chose this one for now.
I was looking, that was a little out of my price range, and I ended up with a 991A instead as my main base unit.
Radio. Great radio. The one small downfall of that, if you're using that for the dual band, then this is not a big deal to me, but I read this, mind you, that you can't monitor the bands at the same time, so you can't have it, the dual band in the background while you're doing the HF thing. And I thought about it. Oh, that makes sense. I guess you can't, because it's all in one radio. But that was the only downfall of that radio that I read about. But everything else was great, so.
I get that, and I use a 2-meter mobile as my base station for the house, for 2-meter stuff. The only time I use the 991A on 2 meters is when I'm calling the nets. Just got a little better punch on it, and a little easier to get to, the microphone is, so. I just use it, back to that, all-band radio, all-band, all-mode radio, you tie up everything into one basket, and if you one thing goes wrong, then you're out all of it also, so it's definitely advantages, but and disadvantages either way.
Another big plus was it was fairly portable. It's not portable. But the 991 Alpha is. So, yeah, there's some great points about that radio. It's a great radio. I've heard nothing but good things about it, but there are a couple of those downfalls, yeah. But, you know, hey, over time you acquire backup radios and things like that, so you don't have to worry about any of that, right?
I was going to say my next comment is I am no shortage of radios, so I don't have to worry about that.
They're kind of like rabbits, especially the handhelds, you know what I mean?
They just show up everywhere.
Funny, but I think I'm done with the rabbits for a little while. I'm working on this space stuff, but anyway, well, good. I hope it don't get too windy up there by you. I know there's a little more wind in the forecast up there over the weekend.
As foggy as the ground is, it'll be rough on the trees and then be rough on the power lines. So that's what I'm looking for. But Matthew, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to make me a pit stop and grab me something cold to drink and make the drive up the mountain. So good to talk to you this morning, and I hope you have a great weekend. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, always good talking to you too as well. Safe travels up the road. And, yeah, have a good weekend. WW4JET will clear as well.